the session that begins the Black Hawk narrative. And again, this is a similar kind of a treaty. It's negotiated by William Henry Harrison. It's signed by a group of leaders who are meeting down here in St. Louis, and they're signing over land that goes all the way up to the what's now the Wisconsin border, okay? The Rock River and all of the land between the Rock River and the Mississippi, okay? It's a similar kind of process going on, where the point here is not that, you know, there are settlers and there's conflict with the Indians and so on. The point is, what the Americans are doing here is clearing title to the land. They're establishing the title of the United States of America to property that had previously been occupied by Indian people, okay? And again, you have a group of people who can credibly claim authority here. They are Sac and Fox leaders, but the problem, and this is the sort of the lever for the whole Black Hawk narrative, is that the Sac and Fox who signed the agreement are living on the other side of the river. They're living over here in what's now Iowa. The folks who are living up here, who are Black Hawk and his people, were not involved. There were some people from there who went down there, but they weren't authorized to sell, and all the rest of it. So there's the land transfer in 1804.